All right, we're back at Build. You're going to want to hash CH9 live questions. Enough of the managed stuff. We're going native. And we got some C++ superheroes here. We're with Ale Contente, Vika Spaccia.
Yep.
And we want to talk about C++ in this world that we've been learned, that we learned about, and we're all excited about. All
right.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys talked about in your talk.
I guess I start with my talk. I had a session yesterday. It was about C++ XAML, and it was a lap around how to use C++ XAML in a Metro-style app when using Visual Studio Express. In this release, as people have already heard about, we've got a great designer.
Yes.
We've got XAML-based UI design, and we got C++ all working seamlessly to access your WinRT APIs.
It's all native.
It's all native. The entire stack is native.
Yes.
But that's just the programming model.
Yeah.
We also have Visual Studio and the tools. The tool story is just amazing, right? I mean, if you just look at the tools itself, we've got a great drag and drop expressive designer.
Right.
We've got
101 with XAML.
101 with XAML. The same XAML you use in C Sharp, the exact same XAML can be copied over for C++. Exact same XAML.
Nice.
So it's cool. I mean, the entire chain that the tools provide is really cool for developers. I mean, we can go into each of these if you want.
We will, but I want to move on to Ale Contente and talk a little bit about, you know, specifically the C++ XAML stuff, as he mentioned.
Yep.
Kind of take us in for a little bit of a ride.
Oh, yeah, it's. I mean, it's. If you think about what happened to, you know, to C++ users and what was coming, especially from Microsoft, from a UI point of view, I mean, it's been a long time where we were waiting for something like, a declarative UI. I mean, way to actually declare your UI, not, you know, care too much about, you know, where do I position, how do I move controls around, and so on. So with XAML, finally, we have, you know, something very powerful. You can do a very nice, good-looking UI with very little amount of code. The first time when we were seeing the prototypes coming along, you know, we were kind of building our applications a little bit. The things that amazed me, sure, it's cool, all the... The thing that amazed me is looking in the Solution Explorer, how compact, you know, the project was, right? You know, how can you make, you know, a very beautiful UI with very little code, right?
Very manageable. It's very really manageable. The whole system is manageable.
And things actually work. I mean, you know, you write code, sure, there's a bunch of errors, you try to compile, and then actually, things actually works pretty well. It's a bit tricky to get it at the beginning, right?
Sure.
Especially if you're not so UI, you know, if you're very algorithmic, you know, spend a lot of time in the libraries and so on. But, you know, you can do with the templates we have, and we are going to get them better, and the designer is going to get better and more samples and so on. We're clearly at the beginning, CTP. It's the first time we have that in C++, so it's a bit slow now. There's a bunch of things that definitely needs improvement.
But this is a developer preview.
This is a developer preview.
But let me ask you a question, since we're talking about, you know, C++, and there's so much C++ code everywhere.
I know.
Right.
And I noticed that the syntax that you guys are using looks a lot like C++ CLI.
Yep, it does.
Now, what about native C++?
Native C++ still works. Your old Win32 syntax you've been using all these years.
Yeah.
Stitch, WString, your STL libraries, everything that you've been used to, you've been coding all along, it's helped your career.
Yeah.
You know it, right?
Yeah.
Use it.
And no, you wait to use it, right?
Yeah.
First, two things, right?
Yes.
You mentioned it looks like C++ CLI. Yeah. You use the right word. It looks, the syntax is C++ CLI. There is nothing managed there, right?
Sure.
We just map those syntax because it mapped extremely well to the object model coming from WinRT, right?
Yep.
Like Alesh said very well in the, you know, in the first keynotes, I mean, WinRT is basically a knobs-based, I mean, runtime coming from Windows, right? And we have C++ CLI syntax, and, you know, Herb and all the our architects kind of went through a lot of actually options. We are going to tell the story because it's just a great story eventually, you know.
Yeah.
All the various, you know, tries we did to actually, you know, create extension to C++ to actually map to WinRT, to project WinRT. Anyway, we came out with this syntax. The entire stack is native. That hat you see is a pointer. You can static cast that to a pointer to a...
Sure.
I unknown or whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, okay, that's native. That's the first thing. And second, you want to use that at the boundary, right? You want to use WinRT at the boundary when you actually, you know, talk with WinRT, for example, with the Windows runtime, talk with the XAML UI stack, talk maybe to another library that is a, you know, has a WinRT layer on top, mm-hmm. or you know, talk with a, maybe a C# library, or
JavaScript
you want to,
library, yeah.
or you want to wrap your own library with a WinRT layer, but inside that, all the C++ we're talking about, standard string, STL, Boost, all these third-party libraries, they're definitely. Your business logic is always in C++, right?
Yes.
That's how I was just talking with a customer like 30 minutes ago, and they do a bunch of, they are nanoseconds bound, you know, iterations and so on. They're going to use standard libraries and super fast C++. They're going to control the memory like crazy. Mm. And C++ is the best tool for that, right? And there's no need for any WinRT in that part of your code. Only when you go out and talk with Windows, with the OS, or you know, with XAML stack,
sure.
That's when you use WinRT. So
the UI logic.
The UI logic.
C++ is still power and performance.
Of course, man.
It's power and performance all the way.
Yeah.
Right on. So, speaking of which, C++ developers, if you're out there watching this, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, I mean, what else are you doing on a sunny day?
Right.
Tweet your questions. I mean, you learned a lot, and we could, you know, you should ask directly about. C++ and you know the modern C++. So here we have Twitter Sphere CH9 Live. Okay? Ask questions. Now let's move on to the other UI stack plus C++, and that's HTML5.
Yeah. Yep.
That also works great.
That works
it's very powerful, right? Mm-hmm. Again, with very little code you can do very snazzy UI and so on. And there is a lot of people that care about portability.
Yes.
No, and that's extremely good, right? Or you already are experiencing that world, right? Mm-hmm. So why don't you leverage that? And one of the few examples we had is really, you know, it's you write the JavaScript application and then you call code that is C++ code. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? How can you do that?
Yep.
You write the WinRT layer on top of your library that maybe calculates, you know, fast Fourier transform or who gets what, right? Mm-hmm. It does. Maybe you already have the code. It's C++ code. It compiles. You put a WinRT layer, and that naturally projects into JavaScript, right?
Yeah.
The projection is very nice. So from JavaScript, you just get that reference, and you load it up, and you do dot and whatever.
So Ali just talked about the architectural layer, right? How would you actually do? But from a Visual Studio point of view, our tools make it extremely simple to do it as well.
Mm. You know, couple steps,
This applies to JavaScript applications as well as C# applications, right? So let's just take JavaScript and HTML as an example. So you have a JavaScript application, and you want to use a native library. You just add a new WinRT component DLL project, do a reference to it. Visual Studio just allows you to add reference, and boom, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And just project out the values you want to get from your library. I mean, we've done so many sample projects inside the house. We've used Bullet. We've used what are the other libraries that we boost, example.
Oh, yeah.
And everything that you want to do, like, you know, performance work, you want to put that in the C++ library.
Mm-hmm.
There is some team that we had in Visual Studio who did a image transformation library, and for the image transformation, they use C++. That's a natural extension, right?
Sure.
So you have a high density image, you want to actually do some image blurring, you want to do some image recognition.
Mm-hmm.
One of our guys did an astronomical image manipulation program.
Nice.
He took some astronomical images. And yeah, this was the AMP guys, in fact.
Oh, nice. It's C++ AMP. Yes, exactly. You can put that in C++.
The power of C++ is not, you know, there's WinRT, there's Win32. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're going to touch on AMP. Maybe we should.
We will.
Yeah, so, you know, when you put all this together,
yeah,
the power that you get as a developer of, again, you know, you should use the language and the area that suits your needs, that suits your scenario.
Yeah.
Right? And there's people say, you know, what do I choose? Do I choose JavaScript? Do I choose C#? Do I choose C++? Or XAML or JavaScript? It's like, use what you know.
Exactly.
If you're a XAML developer who's built Windows Phone 7 apps,
who's
done Silverlight,
you have the opportunity
you did
right
C++ back. Back. We've been talking to people around. Said, man, I used C++ back in the day, and I've done some Windows Phone applications. This is really cool because I know XAML already. I know C++, and this is so cool.
Awesome.
Put it together.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
And one word of caution, though. Do watch out for, you know, for how much information you pass across, you know, the modules, right?
Yes.
If you're moving the entire image back and forth, you're going to pay the cost there. So when you work at the boundary, you always have to think about the chattiness of the interface. That goes for every type of application you do, right? So
sure.
So try it out, measure, send us feedback, and we are going to also publish, you know,
yep,
best practices and so on. We are doing the same exercise in-house, you know, week after week after week, and we really want to write more code and figure out, you know, if it's a lot of memory, you know, how do we pin it around and keep it around alive?
Yeah. And we are looking for feedback.
Yes. You know,
the bits are out. I mean, we've been walking around and talking to people, and they've got their projects up on their tablets, and they've been compiling, and they've been
looking for feedback. Yeah, that's actually pretty nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So now, one of the things, again, as we talked about, sort of, let's use mathematics as an example.
Absolutely.
Like, there's some amazing math libraries out there that are well-tested.
Oh, yeah.
Very finely honed,
yeah,
super performant, super capable,
yeah,
that may implement their own sort of concurrent models,
yep,
and patterns.
Mm-hmm.
How do I take that over and use it in WinRT or not, and use it in C++, Visual C++?
For Metro.
For Metro.
For Metro, yeah.
So what are some of the challenges? That's my question.
Yeah, definitely. That's, I mean, actually my talk yesterday, uh-huh, seems like 3 days ago, but just yesterday. I mean,
that's all the
this weekend
man.
Been a yes, no, maybe. It's been a lot of content, I imagine, for you guys. I mean, it was actually, I mean, a lot of new stuff coming in. Anyway, my talk was really porting existing C++ code into Metro style.
Mm-hmm.
There are basically two things you have to watch for, right? So as you've seen for the stack that we showed a few times, you have the Metro style SDK right now underneath here, right?
Sure.
So there is WinRT and the Win32 as a subset of Win32 that is Metro style SDK Win32. And you have to make sure that your code compiles against that. So in our project system, as you put your code in a WinRT component DLL, so a Metro style DLL,
mm-hmm,
we are going to throw a switch bound define that is going to kind of turn off part of the Win32 headers that don't compile, that don't make sense. GDI doesn't make sense.
You know,
message box, the register don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So those codes are not going to compile. So you have to go through your code, compile it, and make sure that actually if you use message box, don't use it. It's not Metro style. If you use GDI, move to D2DBX, right?
Mm-hmm.
The threading things is an important part, right? So we have a couple of options for you. Create thread. We like people not to use it in Metro, right? Because there is the new thread pool, there is concert, there's a few options there. And definitely that's, we are going to get feedback about that. We are going to talk about best practices and so on. And that's an important part, right?
Absolutely.
But the math library, we try with a few math libraries that we have in-house. We use DIL2 for our Spec2K6 standard test that we do for, you know, optimizing compiler and so on. You know, that's just algorithmic. It passed through no problem, man. So
that
was pretty cool.
The other thing before we leave is migrating your dev 10, before we leave this topic, is...
Where does he want to go?
You know something I don't know?
I'm leaving.
So continue. We also have a question I want to get to as well.
Yeah, we do that. Is migrating your dev 10 project to dev 11, right? So we made that very easy. Amit Mohindra, from our, a PM from our team, has a blog post on VC Blog that I encourage people to go and look at.
Okay.
Because you have existing code.
Yes.
And you want to take that along.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
And we've made that easy in Dev 11.
Yeah.
Cool. All you got to do
is the round trip of the project.
It's very easy from a practical point of view.
Yeah. Great. So we got a question. Keep tweeting them to CH9 Live. And if I can't grab this, but you know, you can trust me, that's what it says. So Shen Kuo asks, will it be possible to call the WinRT APIs from a traditional desktop C++ application? I've been seeing this question a lot in various forms.
Yes.
Yep. So, yes, but not the not the entire WinRT API set.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's just a subset.
It's a very small subset.
Very, very small subset. Yeah.
So, in a certain sense, I see what you're trying to do, Chen, but this is also a question for Windows, you know, for Windows runtime that creates the runtime and the way to activate and create these Windows runtime objects.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's not going to be possible.
Well, and you have to ask yourself a scenario, right?
Exactly. I mean, what are you
why
to
do you want to do that? So,
right,
you know, if you look at, like, this is funny because at work we have all those great C++ aliases, and usually when someone comes in with a question kind of like this, the first question is, what are you trying to do?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So why do you want to call into
the
a Metro
favorite
kind
reply
of
from Stefan,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
there
you go.
You know.
Oh, this is another question.
Yeah.
Is inline assembly code supported in C++ Metro applications?
Yeah. Yeah. No
reason
problem.
Why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
So, do we do inline
assembly? It's only an x86. For x64, we have external ASM files.
But that's
you know, nothing different from
nothing different from before.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Nice.
So you can really fine tune performance.
Yeah, but you, there is always that temptation. But you know, there is also a lot of intrinsics. You can call intrinsics directly.
Yeah.
Or just let the optimizer compiler do the right thing, man. Vectorizer and so on are going to kick ass.
Let the optimizer optimize.
Exactly. Yes. We have a team working hard on that.
So we did a lot of async stuff today. Thank you for asking questions. Keep them coming.
Great. I love it.
How is async consumed, produced in C++?
Yeah. Produced.
So in other words, I want to make an async method that a JavaScript can call through a promise.
But
let's do the first one first.
So let's do the scenario, actually. That's a good one, right? Yeah. You mentioned that. So one of the things that you want to do is make an RSS reader call.
Yeah.
I want to get the popular session, the channel line.
Yeah.
We have an RSS feed. I go and get that, right? In the traditional world, I'm just going to go a little high level and say why async and how you use it. So in the traditional world, you go somewhere to get some data,
mm-hmm.
your UI thread would be blocked, and you would see the spinning cycles, and you don't want to do that anymore. This is Metro style apps.
Yes. Right?
So you make an async call.
How do you make the async call in C++?
You use the WinRD API, I think it's called syndication feed.
Okay.
It's in the web syndication namespace.
Okay.
And you
wrote that code a bunch of times. He remembers the namespace, man.
He knows it very well.
Yeah.
All right.
So just using that example, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You use the syndication feed API, send in the URI that you want to call. And you can do syndication or async calls in two ways right now in C++. I'll talk about the third way as well.
Okay.
The first way is to use plain old lambdas. So lambdas, everybody knows and loves in C++. Just set a lambda function within it and say, okay, just do my... We have examples that going out right now if you want exact details, but that's one way to do it. The second way is to set up a delegate function call that you say, okay, once my operation is finished, async operation is finished, go and call this function and do the operation that I want to do.
So the feed actually, what you basically have, this function that you mentioned,
yep.
the RSS feed, gives you an operation, an async operation.
Correct.
We are really, C++ consume async.
Yeah.
It's the model we have right now is exactly how it's mapped out from WinRT. So you get an async operation, you have to set the completed delegate, the completed function.
Right.
So when this operation is going to be completed, WinRT is going to call that function for you. And then you have to start the operation.
Yeah.
What you're going to see today is in Tarek's talk,
mm-hmm.
that is going to talk about C++ tip and tricks.
Excellent.
We are going to really talk about that. And there is something coming online this week from our parallel PPL team
mm-hmm.
that they wrote actually a wrapper around the async operation. And PPL is going to, we are going to be able to, if you're familiar how JScript does it with promises and dot then, we are going to be exactly the same. So you can put this async operation instead of setting up completed by yourself and then start
so
by
you
yourself.
Look at the code.
You can put it inside the task and then do task then, and inside then you can compose better with
Excellent.
That, right? It's easier to compose, especially when you have three or four in a row.
But
right?
that's what's nice about, for example, the C# async await pattern.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's very, that's very beautiful. Simple. It's beautiful.
It's linear.
And it's linear. Yes. Exactly. It's sequential.
Yep.
Because if not, you create this... You know, these, like,
nested
lambdas is very hard.
So you guys are making some changes.
The produce part, though, we have to work on that. So that's great feedback. Look at what we have.
Excellent.
Right now, we have nothing. So,
But
especially when you create libraries,
and
being able to produce, and so create yourself, you know.
And that was his question.
And that was a good question. Right?
Yeah, so, excellent question. So, Al, what's up, man?
Question.
This is the first time you've asked a question today. What's wrong with you?
Yes.
So... Actually, this might be a great question for Boris, but we'll start it here.
Yeah, it's a good question. Because it's, again, about WinRT, right?
So let's
ask. The question is, are there WinRT libraries for DirectX 11, right?
Are there?
How do they compare to native DirectX in terms of performance? So there are no WinRT wrappers around DirectX. DirectX is already object-oriented, is already, you know, COM-based, and that's what you have, right? So whatever DirectX you were using in desktop application, in games and so on, is the same, and it works perfectly the same in Metro style.
Okay.
So there is no extra wrapping on top. So that's what we have right now.
The other thing is, going back to DirectX, the XAML UI stack that we have, that is DirectX.
It's based on DirectX.
I mean, this is Native code, man, all absolutely. The way.
I mean, let's say that again. So WinRT is a native API.
Yep.
It's a native ABI.
Yep, native ABI.
There parts. Is no need to wrap yes. anything yep. that's also native.
It's ready to be overloaded as a term yep. because WinRT both describe the ABI, yes. the contract,
yes.
and in a certain sense it's the runtime. So it's almost the library that Windows created on top of the
exactly.
Win32. Yep. The devices, the resources, the files, and so on. Right?
Yep. So. Absolutely. So now we have another question from Shen. What is there, only two native developers in the world, man? Come on. Any plans to bring a new UI framework like DirectUI for desktop applications? Meaning?
Yeah.
No what's plans. The answer?
No plans.
No plans? That's a great question.
That's a tough answer.
But we don't need to, you know, talk about that. In some sense, it's a fair question.
It is a fair question. And we asked it too. But, yeah. you know, you also have to stay focused.
Stay
we
focused.
Are really trying to stay right. focused and bring this baby home.
Rock and roll, man. You so, thing, Kevin Obi, will you be making samples available to demonstrate what's possible with C++ and WinRT?
Yeah, you
and
bet.
Where
yeah.
will
already
these
there.
Appear?
They're already yeah. there. They're on the dev
already
center.
Already there.
I don't have the exact URL.
Dev.windows.com.
Disappointment, man.
Dev.windows.com. That's where
tough.
You go.
Yes.
yeah.
And so we are going to put you on Code Gallery, too.
And right. we are publishing some samples as well. They might have already been done, but
yep.
two locations, dev.windows and Code Gallery. And we're also going to try and publish more samples as they go along.
Cool.
And, you know, there's a community out there. You guys should.
Yes. Absolutely. The simple one to remember is dev.windows.com. Start there.
Yep.
There's definitely going to be a link into C++.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us more about the WRL library that's available?
Yeah, we can.
All right.
How do you find out?
Hey, anyway, Shen, man, I like
great.
You.
It's great. Yeah, it's great. Right. It's great. So, what's that? How do we start about that? That actually was a prototype that we did,
yeah.
I mean, almost 2 years ago now,
yeah,
and it evolved. I mean, the idea was we were pushed to write, you know, a little bit modern, more modern ATL, mm-hmm. because we were looking at COM a little bit more and so on, and it kind of really started like that. So, and then we kind of, you know, we created this subset of ATL, modern, very template-based,
mm-hmm.
and we put inside Windows because Windows needed a library to build their WinRT component, right?
No, Windows and 8 needs some. Windows 8 needs a compiler.
And you know, yes. if Windows yeah. 8, you need a library, where do you go? To the C++ libraries too. So we did it, and it's inside Windows. It's part of Windows SDK right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically, we call it a low-level way to access and create WinRT, to consume and produce WinRT objects. Right? It's the consume part is extremely similar to ATL. There's a COM pointer, a smart pointer, mm-hmm. and so on. You can activate. There is an object. There is a function called to actually make, so activate a COM
nice.
Pointer. So it's a beautiful library. It's very compact on the other base.
Uh-huh.
It's for low level. No exception wrapping, so a lot of H results. I mean, creating, you need IDL and so on. We are going to talk more about that.
That's fine.
We really want people to stay on the component exception that we wrote for C++ with that and so on.
We want people to stay at high level because there's a reason, you know, why we've done it this way. It's easier to use. It's more, you can have a lot more knowledge there.
But you know,
and
but here's the thing.
No, but the compiler also know about the high level. The compiler can do awesome job at, you know, at optimizing away the other FMLEs. But
I'm going to say, C++ developers like to explore the boundaries.
Yes.
And they should.
So I can assure you,
Scott Myers. Great example. Yeah.
Scott Myers draws a circle.
The circle and say, and we know that inside works fine.
Yeah, that's boring.
I
want to know the edges.
The yes.
How do I push the boundaries? So when you say stay high level to a C++ developer,
they need to understand.
No, you should understand.
I understand. So, Andre Abrantes, this might be one of our last questions.
Yeah.
Can we use .NET 4.5? Why are you asking this to a native guys?
Yeah.
But no offense taken. It's a fair question. I can't imagine. I don't
know. Better than us.
All right, so.
I don't know. Really.
We'll save this question for Dan.
Yeah.
And his managed people.
Yeah.
All right. So, closing note, man.
Yep.
Let me say one more thing about the boundary thing, because
please
it's very important. I think, you know, when you look at, especially maybe not the C++, in general, our customer, if you draw a line, you have people at every part of the spectrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is important, you know, to cater for the center part, but you always want to go a little bit at the boundary.
Yeah.
Super, super cool, like PPL and so on. Super, super, you know, low level with WRL and ATL and down to the metal and so on. So we need to give something. Maybe it's not going to be, you know, the main experience, not so much templates and so on. These people that go here at the boundary, they can do the stuff for themselves. Right? Yep. They know how to take care of their core. Right,
right,
so, on. And C++ is something that you really want to stretch it out right now. Because there is always that need for something. Right?
All right. Well, we are out of time.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Always
really
great.
Want to see you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And
all.
It's C++ afternoon on Channel 9 Live.
Cool.
So we're
going to
do Going Native Live.
Herb is going to be here.
Herb will be here. Ale will be here. We'll have, maybe Vikas will show up again.
Yeah.
Who knows who's going to show up?